My pushback is, imagine what would happen if you didn't misuse the tool, how much better your success could be. And you might be successful today, but do you really think you're going to continue to be successful in 3 months? Now, the funnel. Sadly, there are far too many people that still say you need to do a click campaign or engagement campaign or need to run retargeting to your advertising. Bottom line is, this just isn't true. Now, you will see people saying, well, I'm getting success with that. And I appreciate that. My pushback is, imagine what would happen if you didn't misuse the tool, how much better your success could be. And you might be successful today, but do you really think you're going to continue to be successful in 3 months when you're making it harder and harder and harder on yourself to ramp up your business? So in order for you to scale your success, you're going to have to scale your time and your money. And eventually you're going to run out of hours of the day and zeros in your bank account just to maintain the same level of profit. That's a losing battle. Now, there are a lot of things to this, but basically, let's bust some really easy myths. Number one, prospecting on Facebook. We've already covered this a little bit, but literally every single impression that any ad will ever deliver on Facebook is a retargeting impression. Unless you have invented fire, everybody's already seen basically what you have going on. Unless you have a disruptive, innovative product to the market that fits some need that nobody ever knew existed. You're like, by the way, there's a thing. It's called a foot. I don't know if you know you have this, but we got a thing to wrap that foot. It's called a shoe. Unless you're that innovative, you're probably retargeting people. The point here is we need to stop thinking about prospecting and retargeting inside of the Facebook platform. What we need to think about is more, if every impression is retargeting, how do we best use our ability to monetize relationships and curate customer journeys to generate revenue for our business? Now, that's a slightly more complicated conversation, but what we really need to think about is we have to stop setting up a prospecting campaign that excludes a mid-funnel and a bottom funnel because it's already mid-funnel to begin with. And more importantly, the mid-funnel and bottom-funnel ad sets and campaigns you might be running, if you're excluding them from your prospecting, here's what you're saying. I'm going to run a bunch of money to reach new people. Now, I'm going to try to make money off of those new people. But if they don't buy on the very first click, that person is worthless to me. And then I'm going to spend money on them elsewhere at a much higher cost. Because your mid-funnel and bottom-funnel almost assuredly have a much higher CPM. Now I hear you're gonna say, but my ROAS is higher, my CPAs are lower. Yeah, on much less spend. Those aren't scalable. If you're spending $500 a day, you can't spend $498 of it on a retargeting audience, especially a bottom funnel one. But you could spend it all at broad and let Facebook curate that customer journey that's already retargeting from day one, penny one, cent one on your very first ad ever. And let it curate that customer journey all the way through the funnel, because that's what Facebook is doing anyway. And that's what Facebook's job really is, to curate customer experiences and generate intent via those journeys. The last thing we're gonna talk about right here is the number one Facebook tool to get creative, because remember, creative does the targeting, especially when you're using broad, and because we're no longer worried about trying to get credit for every last sale. We just want to allow our ads to go find whoever they want to. And we're going to try to collate all of our data into one place while we're using those nice attribution windows. And we're no longer concerned about trying to funnel hack things by making a retargeting ad or a prospecting ad, because that is nonsense thinking that is at least 4 years out of date. And honestly, comes from people that were using Google Ads trying to look smart on Facebook, or people that were using email trying to look smart on Facebook. People that were coming from a non-optimized CPM environment trying to look good on a new tool and a new device that functions in a completely different way than they've ever seen before. These are basically people trying to throw gas in an electric car and then complaining when it doesn't work. Dynamic creative. So dynamic creative is this wonderful tool where basically Facebook is going to take all the elements that you give it, all the options that you give it to run your ads with, creative, copy, headline, please don't use descriptions or CTA buttons. Those things don't matter. And it allows Facebook to give the end user whatever experience that they want. Now, what's great about this is that it ultimately allows you as an advertiser to let the machine give the best user experience, to curate that funnel flow that we're trying to control for because we're still stuck in decades-old thinking and misunderstanding of how Facebook works. And we're using broad audiences, so we're hitting people that is the first time they've ever seen our brand and somebody that was on our store yesterday, all in the same place. And what's great about Dynamic Creative is three things. Number one, really easy to do. You upload three images, two sets of copy, two headlines, and you've got 12 ads that are going to do really well, at least give you the opportunity of meeting Facebook's business objective of giving people positive experiences. Way better than point number two of building out a bunch of ads that one takes a lot of time and is probably going to create human error where you are guessing what people want to see and you're going to be wrong. And more importantly, when you put ads in a dynamic creative, the information is collated. Basically, when one headline goes out and does poorly, Facebook doesn't understand. People don't want to see this, they want to see this one. So instead of running 12 ads or 20 ads or 40 ads a week, don't do your creative testing where every single one of those ads is effectively a salesperson going out into the wilderness that never talks to anybody else, that actually tries to cannibalize everybody else's experience and compete against each other. Instead, we can go out there with a team. In the case of three creatives, two copy, two headline, that's three times two, that's six times two headlines, that's 12 total possible permutations. That is a team that works together, shares all their information, and lets the platform, in this case Facebook, determine who should talk to who, what ad should be shown to what person. And ultimately, that brings us to point number three, is that these become incredibly simple ways of testing creatives and copy and headline to solve business problems, because we're no longer worried about funnels. We're no longer worried about audiences. All we're trying to do is get the nice, best collection, a team of ads that speak to the right types of people that most effectively amplify our business model. And when you do that, you've eliminated 60 to 70% of the absolute terrible work that most people think that you should do, that is honestly takes way more time and doesn't bring you any net positive for your business. Maybe if you're running interest groups, you're running a dozen ads every day and you're doing a bunch of manual bidding and you're doing a bunch of retargeting, you can see success, but you could probably replicate that same success in a couple of weeks on 1/10 of the work. And in 3 months, your worst day will be better than any good day you ever had, when you decided to disrespect the platform and work way too hard doing a whole bunch of things that were basically just get rich quick scams. And isn't that what we want? More success with less stress? That's what Facebook gives you. It is the single most stable, most scalable solution to generate user intent, market research, and customer journeys at scale. And it's really, really easy once you give up trying to be smarter than a machine looking at billions of data points across billions of users for over a decade, because you're never going to win that battle. But as soon as you understand how to use the tool instead of fight it, success is just a matter of time. That's what I'm going to leave you with today. YouTube thinks you might like some of these things over here, and don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, I'll see you on the internet. Bye.